Council approved a resolution creating a new fund for the recreational department. The fund is called the Future Recreational Facilities and Equipment Fund, and what this does is allow us to set aside $100,000 per year for a maximum period of 10 years that can be used for future recreational facilities and equipment, such as a pool. So Council went ahead and gave the final reading to that resolution to create that fund. Council also passed an ordinance entering into a contract with the Ministerial Life Squad to provide emergency medical services to the community. This is something that we've done for the past several years with the Ministerial Life Squad, and it is a three-year contract which begins January 1, and we will pay the Ministerial Life Squad a sum of $96,500 annually to provide that service. Council also passed an ordinance which granted a 3% pay increase to all full-time employees of the Village of Minster. This will go into effect at 1st of January as well. Council also passed interim appropriations for 2025. These are appropriations or are a budget to get us started for the year until we put the final numbers of 2024 together and prepare a final budget for 2025 to present to Council. So the interim appropriations that were passed were for $8,767,724, and this will allow us to begin the year out and be able to spend money and make payroll and things like that. Council also accepted the income tax report from the City of St. Mary's for November. We received $280,999 in income tax dollars for the month of November, which brings us up to a total of $4,697,752 for the year. And finally, Council appointed John Stecksholdy as our interim fiscal officer. Our past fiscal officer had resigned effective December 5th. And we appointed John Stecksholdy, who has served as a fiscal officer before for the community, to fill an interim position until we find a permanent fiscal officer. And he will be paid $57,200 annually to be able to do that job. So Council went ahead and appointed him as well.